you're not able to onboard fast enough. You know, the sales team sold a grocery chain as an account, but it takes 6 months for you to put stuff through the chain, right? That's leakage. And a lot of times by 6 months, the grocery chain probably lost interest in your product, right? So that's really where we come in and say, look, can we enable these demand points in a matter of days? And if anything changes in the supply chain, can you very quickly respond to those with a single platform that handles all of this?
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is the Digital Supply Chain Podcast, the number one podcast focusing on the digitization of supply chain. And I'm your host, Global Vice President at SAP, Tom Raftery. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Digital Supply Chain Podcast. My name is Tom Raftery with SAP, and my special guest on the show today is Mahesh. Mahesh, would you like to introduce yourself?
Thank you, Tom, for inviting me to your podcast. My name is Mahesh Rajasekaran. I am the president and CEO of Clio, a global software company that delivers ecosystem integration software solutions to help companies discover and create value across the multi-enterprise supply chains.
Okay, that's a whole lot of words there, Mahesh. But can you break that down for us a little more? What do you mean by that?
Yeah. We help companies connect and integrate their core business processes, such as order to cash or procure to pay, or in the case of transportation logistics companies, the load tender to invoice, by connecting with their customers and the suppliers and their logistics service providers, right? That's the core of what we do. What's interesting in what we have done is this basic nature of integrating supply chains, which used to work, you know, 5-10 years ago because of the linear nature of supply chain, has been completely upended because of the growth in e-commerce. And has now become more of a matrix. You got, you know, a massive change, not only in the way buying is happening through e-commerce channels, but also the fulfillment aspects. And this is where what we have seen as traditional B2B integration technologies are broken. And the world needs something different, which is more holistic. It solves the entire span of these end-to-end processes and really marries the batch type of traditional integration with the real-time nature of integration. So that's really what we do. We sort of blend the traditional sort of batch EDI type integration with the real-time API-based integration through a single pane of glass. So we can provide end-to-end visibility both for the integration flow, but also contextualize for the business process flow.
Okay. So the listeners of this podcast are varied and many can come from different aspects of supply chain. That can be anything from people in warehousing to people in engineering to, you know, people in manufacturing. So for people who might not be fully au fait with what you mean, can you break that out? Give me a practical example of an organization, what they're doing day to day and how, what problems they're encountering and how you're fixing that for them.
Yeah. So let's look at the example, Tom, of a CPG company. You know, let's say in food and beverage, right? Yeah. Traditionally, you received your orders from retailers like a Walmart or a Target or, you know, any traditional retailer placed orders. And usually people place orders in batch and they use a technology called EDI, electronic data interchange, right? That is a sort of the normal model. You got the orders, you receive them in certain formats that comes to you based on EDI, and then you're transforming it into the language that your internal systems, your ERP systems would understand, and you're sending it, yep. Right? That is the sort of the linear world. Now what has happened is, imagine now you're selling through Amazon. Okay? Amazon is sort of two aspects. There is a marketplace side of Amazon where you're selling through Amazon, and you're required to use fulfillment by Amazon, that's their fulfillment arm, or you are working with Amazon as a retailer, that's a vendor central, where so far they're using an EDI-based exchange, they have signaled they're going to be switching and migrating to an API-based approach in the future. So now you've got a mixed model, right? You're dealing with the more of the traditional retailers through the traditional batch EDI. You're dealing now with the Amazon marketplaces through APIs, correct? And now on top of it, you also want to go and have your own website and have your own e-commerce platform like a Shopify, Magento. So now if you look at order to cash, you are now receiving orders, both EDI and API. They're coming in different sequences and different form factors. And now you need to be able to combine them, merge them, and more importantly, have visibility to what is happening. For example, you're sending it to a 3PL to ship it to the retailer. Okay. And if the retailer is calling you about the status of the shipment, your ability to see real time where the stuff is moving the supply chain and be able to intelligently have an answer is really what we enable. And this is not enabled in the past. The problem was people took multiple technologies and smashed them together.
Right.
Right. And that's really the problem is not multiple technologies. That happens all the time, as we know in software. There's always this power of best of breed. But in this particular niche case, when people have taken EDI technology and API technology and managed file transfer, and you put it together and smash it together, you have business process disconnects. This needs to, you know, you're not able to onboard fast enough. You know, the sales team sold a grocery chain as an account, but it takes 6 months for you to put stuff through the chain, right? That's leakage. And a lot of times by 6 months, the grocery chain probably lost interest in your product. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's really where we come in and say, look, can we enable these demand points in a matter of days? And if anything changes in the supply chain, can you very quickly respond to those with a single platform that handles all of this?
So talk to me about the platform and how you're fixing that problem for these, in this case, CPG, but other customers as well.
So essentially, we came up with a new category first, right, which is we called it ecosystem integration, which is sort of the reimagining and reinventing traditional B2B integration in the era of cloud and e-commerce. And we went about creating the category and the platform that we launched with four guiding principles. Okay. Principle number one is to be able to handle all flavors of integration, you know, batch EDI, real-time API, with end-to-end visibility with lightweight agents. These lightweight agents can go into the enterprise, take data, encrypt it, secure it, take it to the cloud. So that's sort of principle one. The second was enable customers a ton of control, right? They can either self-service themselves, they can give it to an SI partner, or we can do it for them, right? Third was we built out hundreds of connectors, including to the SAP HANA and all of the Amazon marketplaces, to Shopify's and Magento's, with the explicit intent and with pre-configured integration libraries to accelerate companies, time to revenue. And finally, the notion of end-to-end integration and business process contextual data visibility to enable rapid decision-making. So all four of this have been encapsulated in Clio Integration Cloud.
Okay. And for organizations who are having these kinds of issues, what kind of challenges would you see them having adopting a solution like yours?
The way we look at this is people have burning problems today, right? These are pressing problems. I need to be relevant with e-commerce. I need to be relevant in the world of digital transformation. Mm-hmm. Just if you look at some of the numbers, Tom, Q3 of 2020 alone, there was a 37% increase in e-commerce, right? 37% increase. When you have a 37% increase, what we see is that's in terms of dollar terms, right? Now, if you think about the transaction volume, that's basically quadrupling, because as you know, you are sending notifications, every hour, every few hours in an e-commerce world. It's not just the e-commerce, how do you fulfill and get the stuff to the warehouse or to the person's house, whatever the situation may be. So what we are advocating to all our customers is take that burning problem and solve that first. Don't try to redo the whole thing. Go and say, look, I need to work connect to Amazon Marketplace. I need to have my Shopify e-commerce platform. We'll enable that. And we'll help companies unlock free cash flow, because now they can capture revenue. They can accelerate time to revenue. And once we unlock free cash flow, now you can do your next project and next project. So that's sort of our approach. And that seems to have worked extremely well and is working well.
Okay. What happens when we get to kind of post-COVID world? Will it all go back to the way it was before, and the problems that you're talking about will go away? And are we going to move to a new world where your product would be required even more, or what, or somewhere in the middle?
it's a latter term. I think the while there is some short term, you know, awareness because of COVID, that people realize that, hey, supply chains were designed for cost and now we need to manage agility. I think the e-commerce trend actually sort of happened in 2019, even before COVID hit, right? So if you look at some of the data that McKinsey published recently, they showed the e-commerce curve accelerated, a 10-year acceleration happened in a three-month period at the end of 2019 coming into 2020. So that's something a lot of people don't realize. It e-commerce is trending up and accelerating, and then COVID happened, and then the nature of the supply chain being rigid, right, that got exposed. So what I think is what we are doing and what the world needs with ecosystem integration is absolutely accelerating because digital transformation is accelerating.
Right.
And like I said, it's not just the e-commerce aspect of it, it's a fulfillment. How do you make money if you're in a direct-to-consumer model, right? How do you optimize your inventory? How do you optimize your routes? So I think that's where I'm seeing a long-term, you know, 10-plus year trend of people adopting these kind of solutions.
All right. And where to from here? I mean, what's the 3-5 year plan for Clio?
Yeah. So now we have got the ecosystem integration platform launched as Clio Integration Cloud for the last few years. You've got tremendous adoption. And what we have now proven and realized is that as we are putting a lot of operational data into the platform, okay, the next evolution in supply chain is all about AI-powered supply chains and machine learning, right? And if you look at all aspects of the plan, source, make, deliver supply chain, the operational data contextualized to train the machine learning models is very important. So with Clio, what we have done is we've done both, right? We have a lot of operational data, but also it's contextualized for the business process, like order to cash or procure to pay or load tender to invoice. That contextualized data is what you want to train the ML systems. And that's where we see the next level of revenue capture, the next level of sort of adjusting a demand plans based on, you know, signals in supply chain. So I think what's next for Clio is sort of think about this in sort of three levels, right? Level one, I've got contextualized data, which at the firm level, we can make available for them to make short-term adjustments. You know, for example, truck is running late based on GPS data. Have the model so that the WMS system can reschedule the labor that's in the docks, right? So sort of the short term. Then at the same firm level, we can also look at aggregate data, right, across business process and say, if you're looking at wet goods traffic is in the south of the United States, there is a sort of capacity and driver shortage, so the price is going to go up, right? Or plan for congestion and delays, right? And finally, we could anonymize data. Both at an industry level and cross-industry level, we can set benchmarks and start helping customers. So our cockpit, what we call the Clio Integration Clouds, we have a layer of end-to-end visibility, which now forms a foundational aspect of building out Clio Analytics, both prescriptive and predictive. And so this is making Clio go north of integration technologies, south, still south of the supply chain planning systems, and becoming sort of the supply chain network execution layer that powers analytics into AI-powered systems. So that's what, you know, gets us excited and fired up.
Nice. Interesting. Okay, we're coming towards the end of the podcast now, Mahesh. Is there anything that we've not talked about that, you know, anything I've not asked you that you wish I had, or any topics we've not covered off that you think it's important for people to be aware of?
Yes, Tom. We do have some really interesting news this week. As I talked about the power of what we're doing for companies, one of the big realizations is we're seeing a number of companies thriving in e-commerce, right? They're opening up stores, they're getting into Walmart Plus, Target Plus, they're getting into Amazon, and they're seeing amazing growth, which can only be impacted if they can't manage the customer experience right, if they can't manage the SLAs right? Yeah. So what we have done is we've introduced an essentials package on Clio Integration Cloud, explicitly designed for these companies that are experiencing e-commerce explosion by automating their API, EDI-based business processes. I think it's ideal for emerging or established companies or digital ecosystems are rapidly expanding and seeing more complexity, more participants, more connections, and more volume. Essentially, this essentials package provides an easy way for businesses to start quickly and grow even faster with a category-leading integration platform that makes hyperscalability much more attainable for these companies.
Super. Wow. Sounds very exciting. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Okay, Mahesh, if people want to know more about yourself or about the Essentials package or about Clio or any of the things we discussed in the podcast today, where would you have me direct them?
Yeah, they can visit us to learn more at clio.com or find us on Twitter at Clio Never Stops, or they can email us with any questions at sales@clio.com.
Fantastic. Mahesh, that's been great. Thanks a million for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you, Tom. It's a pleasure.
Okay, we've come to the end of the show. Thanks everyone for listening. If you'd like to know more about digital supply chains, head on over to sap.com/digital supply chain or simply drop me an email to tom.raftery@sap.com. If you like the show, please don't forget to subscribe to it in your podcast application of choice to get new episodes as soon as they're published. Also, please don't forget to rate and review the podcast. It really does help new people to find the show. Thanks. Catch you all next time.